How does a major food ordering app use messaging and segmentation to increase delivery efficiency by as much as 2x? Rebel Foods shares a recipe to delight your customer. So stay tuned for this and more in episode 409.
Cracking the code on how you can drive business results and customer connection. Equipping you to acquire, engage, and retain customers, inspiring lasting loyalty across mobile, web, apps, and more. Welcome to Mobile Presence. This week and twice a month, we bring you a special series about retention sponsored by CleverTap, a leading engagement and retention platform. Hosted by analyst, author, and top 30 mobile marketing influencer, Peggy Ann Salt.
Thanks, Ricky, and thank you for joining Mobile Presence. I'm your host, as always, Peggy Ann Salt, mobile analyst, tech consultant, founder of Mobile Groove. This time, bringing you Reimagine Growth, a special mini-series on retention marketing brought to you by CleverTap. And as you know, retention is the new growth. We've been talking about that a lot here. A single-digit increase in retention can mean double or even triple-digit increase in profits. That's why we're looking at retention, which is also extremely important in these times. It's also critical to connect with your customers in a meaningful way. Sometimes it means rewriting the playbook, and other times it just means tweaking some of the things you're doing to do them a bit better. In both cases, we need good advice. We need guidance. We get both from my guest today on Reimagine Growth. He's a marketing professional with around 11 plus years of experience in growth. Also looking at consulting, software development across telecom, food tech, automotive industries, and very, very keyed in to life cycle management and marketing and also the customer journey. So I'd like to welcome Amit Padke. He is Associate VP Growth Marketing at Rebel Foods. Hey, Amit, great to have you here today.
Hey, Peggy, thank you very much for having me.
You are really focused on customer life cycle management and marketing. And this is really key to retention. You've nailed this because this is what you do, but I'd like to understand why you've nailed this. You know, you have combined this. What did you have in mind?
Well, so the customer comes in, the customer who's experienced you, who's tried your product or service, you would never really want that customer to leave you and go away. So we would really like to know and understand what makes a customer tick and tailor our propositions around that. We understand that all customers are different, and that is why it is important to understand them individually and try and serve them in a way that really suits them best. So by creating contextual, relevant, and timely propositions for a set of customers, we are trying to make their experience on our ecosystem better, not just in terms of platform experience, but also when it comes to product, when it comes to service, when it comes to the delivery of the food, when it comes to the packaging of the food. So in every possible touch point, our endeavor is to just make our customers' experience with us better, make it more consistent, make it more predictable, so that the customers know exactly what they're getting into.
I wanted to also touch upon behaviors and shifts, because that's what you have to notice to feed into your segments. So what is Rebel Foods?
Rebel Foods is possibly the world's largest internet restaurant chain operator. So when we started as a main street operator, a high street operator, where we used to have restaurants and we were pretty much a single brand entity then. We had a brand called Fasos. Very early on, we realized that a lot of our orders were actually takeaways. We realized that we could serve our customers much better in a much more efficient way. If we managed to give them the right product in a very, very efficient way at the right time, delivered in a very pristine condition. And that's the reason why we pivoted into the internet restaurant or the cloud kitchen model. So we run about 10 to 11 brands in India, and we spread across more than 35 cities. So that's about us. We also have international operations in Indonesia, UAE, and the UK. And in terms of the behaviors that you said, so earlier, obviously, when everything was normal, the behaviors were kind of mirrored across the world, wherein people used to be busy in their offices. The pandemic kind of changed a lot of behaviors. So when it started, I guess everyone was struggling to make sense of it. So of course, it's not as it was before, but we do see an uptick in purchase behavior. And this is not just restricted to the businesses that we run, but even other economic indicators, such as vehicle sales, industrial production data, all of them are pointing to the same, that the customer sentiment does seem to be picking up.
At a high level, has this shift in behavior that you've noticed, has that caused you to reimagine, redefine segments, journeys?
So yes, in a way. So what's happened is that, so as I mentioned earlier, a lot of people earlier, it does happen that when you're working, and especially when you're working from office, a lot of population is concentrated in the urban areas, where you try and find a house which is closer to your office. You try to economize the commute as much as possible. So we realized that earlier there were a lot of nuclear families or couples or even singles who were living very close to the workspace, and the ordering patterns also reflected that. But what's happened is that ever since the lockdown has been imposed, so it does not really matter where you're working from, because most people are anyways working from home. So what's happened is, so take the example of Bombay. Bombay is a very large city, and it can be challenging to travel a long distance. So even people who have families in Bombay, they would still relocate to a place which is closer to their work if their primary residence is a little far away off. So now what we're seeing is that a lot of people are moving in with their families, maybe their parents, maybe their brothers or sisters. So the family size in general living in a single residence has gone up a little bit, and the ordering patterns also kind of reflect that. Because now customers are not just ordering for themselves, but they're ordering for their families as well. So while the frequency might have dropped a bit in certain segments, might have gone up a bit in certain others, but what we are surely seeing across the industry is that the order size itself, the basket itself, has gone up a little bit. So in terms of journeys though, so we started out, right? So when the pandemic started out, we built in the message of safety and reassurance in the entire customer journey, starting from the advertisements that we were putting out to the messaging on app and email. And this was the biggest change in terms of the customer journey itself. And everyone seemed to be talking about it. We incidentally were the first to initiate real-time tracking of people involved in making the food and delivering it to. And we also got our entire staff certified by competent authorities. And we also stitched that communication in our in-app and website components. So customers really got to know about what we were doing. So in terms of what we modified our journeys as when the entire pandemic started, was we started talking about things that matter to the customers the most. This is always done, but this was done in various different ways earlier. But the pandemic kind of forced everyone to focus on that single biggest element, which was bothering everyone, which is safety.
Absolutely. I have to say, you know, the pandemic accelerated a lot of change. And what's interesting about this is, you know, it's speaking about your market, but it's relevant to all markets. It's about how do you tell your customers, how do you reassure your customers that what they are delivering is first, you know, according to their concerns around the pandemic, it's going to be safe, it's going to be reliable, it's going to be a good quality, but also you're delivering to a different type of customer segment, one that's ordering more for its families and, you know, friends and significant others than perhaps before from work. So there's a lot of change going on here. We're going to hear a little bit more about how this has impacted your messaging and marketing, maybe some examples. But right now, Amit, we do have to get a break. So listeners, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence, sponsored by CleverTap, a leading engagement and retention platform, will be back after this message.
Ready to do a podcast for your business? Make that podcast elevate to enterprise level. Let WebmasterRadio.fm expedite and execute your podcast to build your brand and broaden your customer base. WebmasterRadio.fm has worked with the world's biggest tech brands, Google, Yahoo, and Bing, and have worked with fast-growing brands like ShipStation and GoDaddy. Now it's your turn. Contact BRASCO at WMR.fm and rush your enterprise-level podcast into production at a very reasonable rate. Email BRASCO at WMR.fm.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WMR.FM. Here is your host, Peggy Ann Saltz.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz. Today we have Amit Patke. He is Associate VP Growth Marketing at Rebel Foods, a major, major name and brand in food delivery, which is why it's so exciting, Amit, to understand how you have increased the efficiency of delivery by as much as 2x. You know, a big part of this is ingesting the data properly to segment and prioritize customers. At a high level, what has allowed you to do this?
Well, I guess what we did was we did a lot of consulting with the CleverTap guys, who are our primary marketing automation service provider. So what we realized was that there were the lockdown actually gave us an opportunity to go back to the basics, to see how did we segment the customers, to see how did we at a tech stack level, how had we integrated our automation engine. And our tech teams in close coordination with our partners did work very hard in getting these pieces right. So what we did was essentially we fixed the shop, we created sharper segments. In terms of the integration, we integrated it even tighter. And what we realized is that a lot of our messaging, which was initially being missed out, was now being delivered. Also, we managed to integrate. So we know that a few Android devices have a little bit of a limitation when it comes to delivering push notifications. So there are very particular technical solutions for that, especially for companies like Xiaomi, who have a very big market share in India. So what CleverTap also did for us is that they integrated those modules. And in general, what we saw is that the push notification deliveries to our customers had improved by almost twice as much in this period.
On the way to improvements, there's a little bit of trial, there's a little bit of error. Mistakes are always good because you learn so much from them. Is there a mistake that you learned from, or some key learnings here on the way? Because it's basically building the tech stack to improve deliveries, delight the customer. Is that what I'm hearing here?
Yeah. So what we focused on is to have a customer single view, really, an aggregated data layer, which allows us to understand what the customer needs. What we did was we tried to automate the entire thing. We tried to eliminate a lot of manual touch points, wherein as soon as there is a particular trigger at a customer level and you need to initiate a campaign, that happens automatically. You don't need to rely on someone to extract the data, then study the data, and then push the communication forward, because you know that you have to be very, very time sensitive in terms of getting a message out to the customer. So what we try to do really is to get the message out in as near real time as possible. And this can only be enabled with a fairly high level of automation and sophistication at the data aggregation end. So what we really try to do is build a single data mart, a single customer view, which could orchestrate campaigns in ways that we would really want them to. This also involved creation of a lot of models, decision tree models, as well as heuristics. We are also heading towards deploying more and more propensity-based models as well, statistical regression-based models as well. So essentially, it's about how do you bring your data together and how do you make it work for you, which matters in the end. Because only then can you serve the most relevant things to a particular customer. And this is, and while I say this, there is no compromise in terms of data privacy, right? Because that is something which is very, very dear to us. We wouldn't want to read customer information and then do anything about it which should not be done. So while we're very conscious about it, the only attempt that we do is to serve our customers in a way that is relevant to them.
Mm-hmm. And I also like the idea that you're looking more at probabilistic, you know, propensity, predictive, yeah. getting predictive around this. I mean, we're not there yeah. yet, but that is the goal. And that's the goal for marketers everywhere, not just in India where you're based, where you're coming from us today, but also globally. Can you give us an idea of some of the milestone steps on that journey? I mean, in order to become more predictive, what does my tech stack, or what does my strategy, what does my marketing strategy need to look like? I mean, for one, I need to be real time to get that data in order to predict some patterns, but how predictive can you get currently as a marketer, well, not just you personally at Rebel Foods?
Yeah, well, it really depends on how do you define the business problem in the first place. Mm-hmm. In a previous organization that I used to work for, which is quite evolved in terms of building statistical models for their customers, it was a consulting firm, really. So there was always a saying which used to go around in that company, which said that a data scientist has to put business first, statistics second, and coding third. Whereas an ML engineer or the guy who deploys it has to put coding first, statistics second, and business third. So what's important for us to understand here is that if you want to get prediction really right, it cannot just be about building an algorithm or building a decision tree or building a propensity model. What you really need to do is understand what the business problem is and then layer everything around that. So, mm-hmm. so you need to begin with the end in mind, right? So what is it exactly that you want the model to do for you? And then you define your problem accordingly, then you define your variables accordingly, then you start training the model, and then you'll finally arrive at a place which will start delivering the results that you want to deliver.
But it's also really helpful, Amit, to do what you've just done, which is to give us a little bit of a blueprint of the steps. You know, yes, you do have to know your company. You do have to know what you want to achieve. And then you sort of architect it based on that. Another point that you brought up is the journeys. Now, what I am excited about is how you are building a journey that combines the digital and physical. That's not very often. And you have the opportunity to do this because of the touch points you have with your customer as well. I mean, how are you approaching delivering that magic moment? And a lot of people talk about that, you know, in apps, in mobile, there has to be a magic experience that we get where the technology is gone and the experience is in the forefront. What are you doing?
Yeah, so that's what Steve Jobs said, right? So the best technology just disappears in the user's hands. So we have a very unique advantage in the sense that we run our own restaurants and we run our own deliveries to an extent as well, which is through our direct-to-consumer channels. So what we've been trying to do, and we've kind of tried to map user journeys in great detail. So be it in the way that they interact with the app, be it in the way how they view things, right? So in terms of where do they want the restaurant carousel to be, would they appreciate if we have some curated collections for them in the app somewhere? So what we've done is we've kind of tried to study each and every user movement. We actually do that with physical trials, a lot of insighting, speaking to a lot of customers. So while technology is there, but before you put the tech in the customer's hands, you actually need to understand how does the customer behave or interact with the app. And that's something that we put a lot of focus in. And that does not end there, because the experience that you give the customer is just the first layer of it, right? So the customer goes to the app, places an order. So it's important that you allow the customer to place the order with a lot of ease, with minimum clicks or swipes. You let the customer pay with the maximum ease possible. So all of this is something that you need to ensure. But what you also need to ensure is that your entire chain is very tightly coupled together, because the data then flows from the customer app to the kitchen where the order is received and processed. There's a queue management system, there's a ticket management system, which needs to be in perfect sync with the app itself. Then the food needs to go out to the rider, and then the rider is the one who actually goes and delivers the food to the customer at the end of the day. So it's basically a journey between multiple systems. It starts mm-hmm. from the customer app, then it goes to the kitchen's order management system. Then from there, it is routed to the driver or the rider. And then the rider has his own system in which he knows where to go, call, where to deliver, and how to deliver. So it's so while in the back end there are many, many systems that are working together, in the front end it's as simple as the customer just opening an app, just swiping once or twice and clicking twice or thrice and making the payment and then his home. So what's very important for us is that we uncomplicate the life at the customer's end. And for that, we are willing to take on many challenging algorithms and development of many challenging algorithms and logics at the back end so that the life of the customer really stays simple. The customer has a lot of things to do. He does not need to worry about learning how to use an app.
Exactly. That's the point. You have to remove that. You have to increase the magic. We do have to go to break now, Amit, but when we come back, we'll talk about your vision for how this can look, and also get some tips and some maybe even a little bit of fun after the break when we get some short answer segments in the second, in the final half, rather, final segment of the show. So listeners, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence, sponsored by CleverTap, a leading engagement and retention platform, will be back after this message. Here's the truth you need to know about podcasting. The biggest problem you face right now as a future podcaster is the myth that it takes an enormous amount of time or effort to produce a high-quality professional podcast. Luckily for you, there's a solution to your problem. If you're an online marketer who really needs to grow an audience of buyers but can't do all the heavy lifting alone, then here's the solution you're looking for. Introducing the DFY Podcasting System. Here's what you get. 30 minutes of one-on-one training. A weekly podcast for you or your company. Distribution to almost every podcast portal. An embeddable player for your website. An ebook called How to Podcast, created for WMR.FM show hosts. And much, much more. And best of all, you'll start seeing results with the DFY podcast system within a couple of weeks. You're just one podcast away from growing brand awareness and engagement in your business. Log on to podcast.wmr.fm and sign up for a deeply discounted rate today. That's podcast.wmr.fm.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WMR.FM. Here is your host, Peggy Ann Sauls.
And welcome back to Mobile Presence, final segment. And here we are with Amit Petke. He is Associate VP, Growth Marketing, Rebel Foods. And Amit, we've been talking about how you have been approaching the customer journey, because let's face it, you're a bit on the customer obsessed side, but in a very good way. And learning quite a lot from you as well. But this is the final segment where we just sort of get to know you and we get to know some quick answers. Customer obsessed is what I called you. What do you think of when I say that? Customer obsessed.
Well, it's about thinking of what the customer wants first and then building solutions around it. Because if we start with us at the center of the discussion about what we can do and what we cannot do, we'll never be able to serve the customer well. And that's what we've been doing of late. So we've always been trying to ask ourselves that what does the customer want? And then we tailor our solutions around it. We do changes if we need to do way we work. But at the end of the day, the customer is always at the center of our universe.
Magic moment.
Magic moment is, I guess, surprising your better half or your maybe your kids with some really good treats in the lockdown when everyone's, you cannot go out much. I think sweets can do that trick. So maybe just ordering a cake home or a dessert home with a very special message.
Very much. And it makes sense to treat ourselves very well. And one thing we also have, it seems, in lockdown is more attention or more patience for discovery than usual. What about attention span? What do you think of when I say that?
It is attention span for me is speaking about design. It's about how well laid out is your app or your website or whatever. How does it draw the customer's attention to what you want the customer to see?
Retention framework.
Well, it's about understanding what does the customer want, at what stage is the customer in, and then building rules and models around that. So it's really about understanding what part of the customer's life cycle journey is that particular customer in. It's always been a maxim for a long time that preventing churn is better than winning customers back. So there are two ways in which you can retain customers. One is not let anyone go. The second is you try to win those customers back who already left you. For me, the one that I would always prefer is to prevent churn. And for that, what helps you really, especially in an industry which is as complex as food, statistical models work really, really well here. And we used to use a lot of that in the telecom industry as well, where those correlative variables really gave you an indication of when would the customer churn.
And finally, since we're talking about preferences and being customer obsessed, being food obsessed, that's what I am usually. Favorite food, Amit, what's yours?
Well, for me, I really love one of our brands called Mandarin Oak. It's our Chinese brand. It's our take on Chinese. Mm-hmm. And I really am in love with that brand. I could probably eat it every single day of the week.
That's a tip for me. Okay. Well, this has been great. Amit, it's been wonderful to talk with you. I want to thank you for sharing your time today.
Thank you so much, Peggy.
And of course, you know, our listeners, they're the type of people, they might want to keep up with you, maybe in social, maybe you're out there, webinars, whatever. What's the best way?
Well, I guess I'm pretty active on LinkedIn. So that's probably at the moment the best way to keep in touch with me.
And we'll have those details in the show notes. So again, thanks so much for being my guest.
Thank you so much, Peggy.
And of course, Amit has shared his journey and to keep helping marketers, organizations as they drive customer connection, re-enter the market post-COVID-19. CleverTap continues with its Reimagine Growth series, a series of webinars, all at hashtag Reimagine Growth. In the series, it's all about lifting the lid on top mobile brands, how they're successfully handling acquisition, engagement, retention right now. So get ready to grow, get ready to check it out. You can find it all over at clevertap.com/reimagine-growth. And if you want to keep up with me throughout the week, find out more how you can be a guest or sponsor on Mobile Presence, you can email me, Peggy@mobilegroove.com. That's where you can find my portfolio of content marketing and app marketing services. You can find all earlier episodes of our show by going to WMR.fm, or you can find our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, Amazon, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. So until next time, remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. Keep well, stay safe, and we'll see you soon.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.